Start. Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis, finishing up Maseches Megillah. We are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. We're talking about Inyanim of Kriyas HaTorah. Yesterday we learned about what you lay on each of the Yom Tovim and when do you do the Klalos. Tana Rabbanan, continuing. Malcolm Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachris Shom Korin B'Mincha. Tanakama here, Rabbi Meir holds that wherever you left off on Shabbos morning, that's where you pick up Shabbos Mincha. So far, so good. Now we have differently than what we do. B'Mincha Shom Korin B'Sheni B'Sheni Shom Korin B'Chamishi B'Chamishi Shom Korin L'Shabbos Haba'a Div Rabbi Meir. Meir says we don't repeat the lanings on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos afternoons. You just go straight. Wherever you left off Shabbos morning, you pick up Shabbos afternoon. Wherever you pick up Shabbos afternoon, you pick up Monday morning, and you just keep going straight. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Malkab Shemafsikin B'Shabbos, Shachris, Shom Korin B'Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't do that, you do what we do. The place where you stop Shabbos morning, that's where you read B'Mincha. U'B'Sheni U'B'Chamish, you know the Shabbos Abba. And you do all the lanings, repeat from that laning that you did Shabbos Mincha, all the same lanings for the throughout the week. So one of the Achronim explained, what is this machlokus about? Why would you think that you go straight, and why would you think that you repeat? So the Yad David explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who does what we do, Rabbi Yehuda says that you repeat them all. Why? Because he holds Kriyas HaTorah B'Shachris Hu Takanaso Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos morning is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kriyas HaTorah the rest of the time is from Ezra HaSofer. And therefore you need some type of hecker. There's different levels of the laning of Shabbos morning and the levels of the rest of the time throughout the week and Shabbos afternoon. So that is why he holds, like what we do, that is the rest of the ladings are not continuation of what was, but just repeats, because they're not on the same level, and the following week you have to repeat everything that you did. So that's his suggestion, while the Rabbi Meir would all know that they're all the same level, maybe nothing came specifically from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all from Ezra, and therefore one wouldn't need a hecker in between. That might be a svar behind this machlokas. Amar Reb Zeira, either way, what do we paskin? Halacha, second to last line, Malkam Shemafsikin, B'Shabbos Shachris, Shamkor B'Mincho, B'Sheni B'Chamishi, U'L'Shabbos Haba. That's what we learn from all the times during the week. B'Leim Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't Reb Zeira just say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why did he say that Halacha is, we always repeat, we don't continue from where we left off? Mishum Da'afchi Lehu, because there are some that have the Machlokas in the opposite way. They held Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir say the opposite shitas. He didn't want to have confusion, so therefore he said it as such. Remember, in the past we said the thought on the or from Rav Salvechik on the Gemara, the end of Perek Merubah and Bava Kama, about assuming that it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, that he can't go 3 days without Torah. It's an amazing idea that it says the Bnei Yisrael were thirsty for Torah, and therefore they couldn't go 3 days without Torah. Lo hayamayim lishtos in Mara. They didn't have the Torah yet. Matan Torah didn't happen yet. And yet it says Klal Yisrael were thirsty for the Torah. Just shows an innate thirst and an innate connection of every Jew to Torah, even before the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Just a connection to Torah itself. You know, one might say that in the uterus, there is also no mitzvah of Talmud Torah yet. And yet, you know, we spend all our day learning. That might be where it comes from. It might be because that is the Mitzvah, so that is why we get this inborn connection to the Torah. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Poseach V'Roeh, Golel Umavarech. So what happens when you get an Aliyah? So says Rabbi Meir, another Machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. You open the Torah, you look inside to where you're going to read from, Golel, you roll it back closed, Umavarech, and then you make the Bracha Lefaneha, Asher Bachar Banu. And then V'Chozer Uposeach, and then you open it again, V'Koreh, and then you lean. Div Rabbi Meir. So Meir says you close the Torah in between, after you make the Bracha Rishona. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Poseach V'Roeh U'Mivarech V'Koreh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you open it, you look at where you're going to lane from, and you make the Bracha, and then you lane. So that's Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you have to close the Torah before you lane. My time as Rabbi Meir, why would Rabbi Meir say that you have to close it? The Sifsei Chachamim points out that the Gemara only asks what's Rabbi Meir's svara. Rabbi Yehuda, we would understand. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't close it again, because it's Tircha D'Tzibura. You open the Torah, you make Berachas HaTorah, what are you closing it for again? So the Gemara doesn't even ask what's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. The only question is, what's Rabbi Meir's svara? Rabbi Meir, who says that you close it, isn't that a Tircha D'Tzibura? Isn't that, doesn't it appear like a hefsik? So therefore, why would you open the Torah, look where you're going to lean from, and then reclose it? So says the Gemara, Kid de Ula, to similar to what Ula says. De Omar Ula, Mipnei Ma Omru HaKori BaTorah Lo Yisrael LeMetor Gaman. Why do we say that the one who is reading the Torah should not help the translator translate? In the days that they used to have a translator of Metor Gaman, Kidei Shelo Yomru Targum Kasev BaTorah. So that, this is even separate from the issue of Trekali Lo Mishtami. We're not talking about that he's going to announce, like the translator announces. But he's just going to whisper it to the translator to help him know what the translation is. Still, the Gemara says he shouldn't do that because people might think that the translation is written in the Torah. If he sees the Balkore reading and he's going to add in other things, he's going to think that that's written in the Torah. So, Hachanami, just like we have the Chashash by the translation, Kadesh Shalom Yomru Brachos Kesuvim HaTorah. So too here, we don't want people to think that the brachos are written in the Torah, so that's why, according to Rabbi Meir, after you are shown where the laning starts from, so that's why you have to close the Torah before you lane from. So people don't think the brachos are written there. For Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yehuda say back? Targum ikilamiti, brachos lakilamiti. Targum, people might think that if the translation is in the Chumash, translation is in the Torah. That you can think of, that's part of Torah. Brachas, nobody's going to think the brachas are in the Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, even if I agree with you about the Targum halacha, but when it comes to the halacha about the brachos, I don't think there's any kind of chash that people are going to think that the brachos are written in the Torah. Okay. Interesting, before we talk about halacha lemaisa, interesting diak that some akronim have, it says, poseach veroeh. Poseach sounds like he should open it. There's a page that some Akronim have that the Oles specifically should be the one to open the Torah. The Balkori shows him where the laning is up to. You might see some Bali Kriya wait for you to open it. Right? Because there's some Akronim suggest that the Ola himself, that's the Mechayiv of Berchaz HaTorah, the opening of the Torah. Therefore, he's the one that should be opening it. So what do we say Lamaisa about when you get an Aliyah, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to act? So, Amar of Zera, Amar of Masna, Halacha, Poseach, Veroeh, Umivarech, Vekore. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't have to close it in between. You open it, you look, and then you make the bracha. Valeim halacha Rabbi Yehuda, again, why doesn't Rabbi Zera just say halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara asked before? Mishav da'afki lehu, same issue that there is a Mesorah that some have, that the names are switched. Rabbi Yehuda says what Rabbi Meir says and vice versa. So Rabbi Zeir didn't want to cause confusion. So therefore, he just said what the halacha is content-wise and not shita-wise. So there is a machlokas here we've shown him, though. That is Tosfos. Tosfos tells us in Gololo that even the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Zeir said. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that lechadchila you should close the Torah before. That's what Tosfos holds, at least the way the Bach understands Tosfos. If you look in the second half of the Tosfos, he says, V'achrakach poschol l'makom sheyir t'likros bo, v'korei kohen, and then where the Beis is, you see where the Bach adds in on the bottom, af al-gav da halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, she'enoch m'chuyav l'gol l'kodim ha-bracha, you don't have to close the Torah before you make the bracha, haynu d'lo avid isur, Isur lahaniyach as a sefer pesuch levarach. There's no problem with leaving it open. That's all Rabbi Yehuda means. Avalim sosma umavarech. But if you close it adetfe, but it's still a better. Where it's not that Rabbi Yehuda says lachanchila. You should leave it open. But he just says that you can leave it open. But really, the Bach in interpreting the Tosfos holds that you should close it lachanchila. This is the way Tosfos understands the Gemara. The Rambam, the Rishonim point out, the Rashba writes in the Shuvah, the Rambam seems to say otherwise. The Rambam is pretty clear that he just says, he quotes Rabbi Yehuda verbatim, that you just open the Torah and you look and you read. So that is a machlokes Rishonim. Is there an alachanchila according to Rabbi Yehuda? So what do we pass? You look in Shulchan Aruch and Kuflam attests. Shulchan Aruch says, Kol HaKorin Mevarchin Lefaneu Lachareha Uposeach HaSefer Kodim Sheyavarech. You open the sefer, v'roeh ha-pasik shetzorach l'haschil bo, you see the pasik, v'yachach mevarech. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote anything about closing the Torah beforehand. The Ramah adds on, u'b'shashem mevarech bracha rishona, when you make the bracha, yafoch panav el hatzad. Ramah quotes that you should look sideways, so that even Rabbi Yehuda, who we said is not worried about nearer that the brachas are inside, but, you know, it's better to look sideways. Shelo yehe nirek mevarech man haTorah. So that it doesn't appear like you're making the brachas from the Torah. V'nira li, and the Ramah continues, T'yafuch panav litzad smolo. Look left, says the Ramah. Not just anyway, look left. Why left? says the Mishnah Berurah, to who yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaOmed LeNegdo. You're standing in front of Hashem, and Hashem's right is your left, so that's why you go to the left first. That's also why whenever we bow, whenever we say Oseh Shalom B'Roma, we always go to the left first, because that's the yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah notes that some Achronim argue on this Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Achronim Shekasvu Tafichas Panav Eino Nachon. If you're looking away, it's even worse, like a Bizayon. It's like a, you're making a bracha on something else. The Yoser Tov, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam, Laha'atzim Einav, to close your eyes, not to look to the left. People see from the outside that your eyes are closed, especially if you have a talus on your head. So it's not so clear that that would solve the problem of Nirikim Mevarech Me'a Sefer, but that is the Mishnah Berurah that says, that quotes based on the issue of whether turning to the side or not. The Mishnah Berurah, though, here does not quote anything about, the Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rabbi Yehuda Beferish that you just keep the Torah open. The Bir Halacha quotes, there are many that have the other minhag. Many that have the other minhag of closing, you know, based on Tosis' understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rosa Liglo, Vachach Lavarach, Adif Tfei, Alpize, Noaganezim, Makomish, Aroan, Magolin, Achach Lavarachin, Vinar, Naru, Pashte, whatever one's minhag is, you know, there is basis in the poskim for either minhag. So that is opening. What about when you finish your aliyah? What about when you finish your aliyah? So that is clear. According to everybody, you should first close the Torah and then make the bracha. Why? That's what Tosfos says. The last few lines of Tosfos. Avala achar shakarabo vade tzarech legololo kodem sheyavarech. That even a filu Rabbi Yehuda. That you for sure goal of the Torah first, because there's no reason to leave it open. Right? You got to close it anyway between aliyos. That's what the first one of a diaphragm here. You close the Torah between aliyos, so you got to close it anyway. Therefore, you should close it now. We discussed this before Purim, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah's Medayik and the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Megillah, that after the Megillah, before Haravis Rivenu, the Shulchan Aruch says goal alo ve'achirach mevarech. That the Chazan, the Bal Koreh, by the Megillah, should roll the Megillah up first. Everybody has to wait a few seconds and keep quiet. But go roll the Megillah up first, and then make the Bracha of Arabis Rivenu. Okay, because it's covered a cloth, covered a Kisvei HaKodesh. It shouldn't be lying around while you make the Bracha. Before you make the Bracha on it. But afterwards, it's a different kind of Bracha. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch is Meduyik there as well. They should first roll the Torah, and then first roll the Megillah there, and then make the Birchas HaTorah. Okay, there is quoted talking about getting an aliyah and minhagim about when you get an aliyah in Minhag Yisrael Torah Sefer on in Yoni Minhagim. He quotes the Magen Avraham. Well, he talks about the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham here says after you get an aliyah, you kiss the Torah. Menashik a Sefer Torah, right? With the talis, with the gartel. Uminhagenu b'shemenashkim gam kodem akriya. Our minhag is not just the Magen Avraham afterwards, but we even kiss it beforehand. But he quotes from a number of achronim, an important lamaisa point. Ubenimuke arachayim simin zeh b'shari rachamim shari chayim quotes harbeit tzadikim hikpidu al zeh. Some tzadikim were machpid about the issue of kissing the Torah. In what way? Hasar shalom mibels hakon mishinava v'darkei tshuva the menashkin al makam haosios gorim lemachika. The Yachov, as he says, many achronim, many rebbes were against this because sometimes you see people with a talis, they rub the Torah, they go all the way down sometimes, and rub out the cloth, and rub out some of the ink. Imagine so many people doing that. Give it 10 years. 10 years, even less than that. Sometimes you rub, some people do it hard. It's terrible. It's mechikas Hashem, mechikas HaTorah. So v'yachol l'nashi makam she'enshem osios. You know what's better? So touch and kiss the Torah in a place where there are no letters. Meaning, you decide, you look at the spot where you're going to lay in, and then you kiss the side. That's also covered at Torah. You don't have to kiss the place that you're going to lay in from. There's no mucker for this, say some of these rabbis. So it's better not to. Even though earlier generations, they were more machbid about this. But in this harim b'yosir b'yiras kvotzei for Torah, amna meinenu roas, we see b'yameinu, she'osina negia b'chozek, b'tatilasam taliasam kolkach, they're so strong, actually come out who came sikresha, mibili libcho ksas osios, ayin shan. So we have to be very careful, and again, it's the gaba, sometimes it's very difficult to tell somebody who's been doing this there for years, it's the gaba's job. The gaba's job to tell people, you know, please, it's our minog, the shul's minog, to kiss the side, and not to kiss the letters. Again, it's for Kavod HaTorah. We have to stand up for Kavod HaTorah. That is what is suggested. Yeah?
The second bracha has the same chashivas as the first bracha.
Does the second bracha have the same chashivas as the first bracha? as a davar shebekdusha. The Shulchan Aruch talks about standing for the bracha rishona. I don't remember if it's for the bracha achron, I'm not sure. The baruchu definitely is a davar shebekdusha according to most. That's why I didn't mention a couple of days ago. I had it written down in my on the day that we talked about seven aliyahs on Shabbos keneged. So the Shibalei Lechet there says, why do you have seven aliyahs on Shabbos? Just in case anybody missed a baruchu on any days during the week, so you can make them up all now. Make by the aliyahs, Baruch Hashem Avorach, that's Baruchu. It says you can make them up all now. So according to that kind of svara, all the Baruchus are at least a davar shebekdusha. That's why you should stand and then sit down for laning if you want to. But the other Baruchus, I'm not sure. There's a lot of symbolism. I think the Torah quotes Asher Bachar Banu is about Torah Shebechsav, Shana Salon Torah Semes, Torah Shebal Peh. So they go together. They're a team. But even people who stand for the Baruchar Lufaneha are not makbet to stand for the Baruchar Lacharel. So just put Chazi, and you see that seems to be different. Lefaneha is da'oraisa. Well, once you make Berachas Torah in the morning, Lefaneha is da'oraisa again. There is a tshuva we mentioned on Shabbos in the Mishkan's Yaakov. The Mishkan's Yaakov says that Berachas Torah b'tzibur is da'oraisa. Right? Like the Rabban is right on by tzibur, but by Yachid is da'rabban. So according to the Mishkan's Yaakov, that's a big chiddush though. Most say, even if you don't say Berachas Torah is da'oraisa, aren't you yotze in the morning? When you get it again, okay, so it's Berachas Torah b'tzibur, but I don't think that goes from da'rabban to da'oraisas. So that's a good question. What about covering with a mantle in between? So it sounds, the Mordechai, this Gemara is the one that's Medayik, it sounds like you close it, because the Rishonim say, you close it, then you make the bracha. So the Poskim say that on a weekday where it's going to be very quick, you don't have to put the cover on. You don't have to put the cover on. In the 10 seconds, you're going to open it. When there's going to be Misha Beirach on Shabbos, then it's Kabbat HaTorah, you keep it covered. You're not supposed to keep Kisvi HaKodesh open. But on a weekday where it's going to be very quick, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Mikra Din, one doesn't have to cover in between. On, off. So just, if it's very quick, unless somebody's, coming from a while, it's a big shul, but otherwise, one doesn't have to put the mantle on, I think, in between on a weekday. Okay, let's continue. Amar of Zera, Amar of Masna, Haluchos Vahabimos, Ein Bahen Mishum Kedusha. Remember, we're talking about Sakam of Rebzera, so we have another one. The Luchos and the Bimos don't have Kedusha. Or if you see on the side, the Rush's Girsa, they don't have Kedushas Aron, but they have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. They don't have this intense Kedusha. What are Luchos? So many Pshatim in the Rishonim what Luchos are. Rashi seems to say that they were safe svarim covers. So the fourth line in Rashi, lo yodati mahin. I'm not exactly sure what luchos are. Usually when you have a Rashi like this, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes Rashi in Brachas Chafei, where he has a whole list there of whenever Rashi says lo yodati in Shas, like 30 times, when Rashi says lo yodati, he doesn't have it here. Okay. Lo yodati mahin. I'm not sure exactly what luchos are. V'yesh mefarshin, heino asuyin l'svarim shalanu, she'enan asuyin begilyon. They're made for our svarim that are not made in a scroll, and they're kind of covers for the svarim. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, on the top Tosfos, he quotes the Aruch. Maybe the Luchos are the parts of the cloth in between that's not written on. The empty parts of the cloth. That's what Luchos mean. And, sorry?
Margin.
The margins. The Ravid, the Rambam and the Ravid also discuss this. They have a different shot. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam says, talking about Tashmishe Kedusha, Tashmishe Mitzvah, so we discussed earlier, that any Tashmishe Kedusha has to be buried, anything, the bag of the Sefer Torah, the bag of the Tefillin, the Aron V'Hamigdal Shemanichin Bo Sefer Torah, maybe the Bima, that's all Tashmishe Kedusha. And that's why that is also Luzarkon, and you're not allowed to throw it out, you have to bury it. Aval Habimos, what does the Rambam say? Habimos, well, we'll get to Bimos in a minute. V'Haluchos Shekosvin Bahen Litinok Lehislamed. So the Rambam says, Lucho, something about some type of Torahs that you write for children to learn from. The Ravid says, Luchos are places where the Mitargim stands on in order to read and be Mefarsim to everybody. Mitargim, Omdin Aleim B'Shash Shimush. Okay, all different halachas. Either way, according to everybody, these are less Kedusha, they're not full Tashmishe Kedusha. They might be Tashmishe Beis HaKnesses, which might be another way of saying Tashmishe Mitzvah. That's what Luchos. Bimos? What are Bimos? So Rashi quotes, this is the Bima that they built for the king during Hakel. The Bima, that Bima also, even though the king reads on it, Ein Bahem Mishum Kedusha, it does not have Kedusha, inherent Kedusha, in terms of Tashmishe Kedusha. Okay. Amar of Shvatia, Amar of Yochanan. So we have Halachas of Hagba now. Hagolel Sefer Torah, Tzarech Sheyamidenu Al HaTfar. Somebody is Golel, the Sefer Torah, which for our purposes now will mean Magbiyah, what we call Hagba. He must be Ma'amid Al HaTfar, which means he must have, when the person does Hagba, he should have the seam showing. The Tfai, the Seam should be showing. Why? So Rashi quotes, the reason is, so because it's easier to hold it tight and taut when you have a seam in the middle. It's easier to hold the two sides because that's it's a good way to keep it taut. The Rif, of course, the other reason that many are familiar with, and that is, so Chas V'Shalom, if it rips on the seam. Rips on the seam, but it's quoting, this isn't just good advice, it's quoting the Gemara. It's quoting in Shulchan Aruch that one should have the tfar in the middle. As we're going to see, there are a number of halachas of hagba here that anyone who gets hagba must be familiar with these halachas. V'yamarav shvatya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, another statement, hagolo sefer Torah, gololo mibachutz vein gololo mibifnim. I'm just going to do Rashi's pshat in this Gemara. Somebody is gololo sefer Torah. Imagine, says Rashi, you have to be gololo the sefer Torah yourself. So you're alone. You're at the bima. You have the Torah, and you're trying to be goal of the Torah because you want to. Nobody else is there to help you. You want to save time later. So says the Rabbi Yochanan, you should be goal of mi bachutz. You don't want to roll it towards you from the inner Eitz Chaim because then the other side might fall down. So what you should do is you should hold the outer one and then roll it from the outside. Goal of mi bachutz ve'en goal of mi befinim. Roll it from the outside so that it won't chas v'shalom fall off the other side. Ukshu mahadko. But once you finished. Once you have it all tightened up and it's closed and you're going to put the gartel on and you're finishing up, then you shouldn't put your arm over the Torah. That would not be covered for the Torah in order to fit the gartel over. But you should go start from the inside. Start from the inside and put it on and then tighten it from the outside without having to put your arm over the Torah. Menachem yesterday gave me this amazing new item that you might be interested in if you ever want to roll the Torah yourself. This is what this week's Jewish Press, Friday, March 9th, on page, if you want to look it up, page 22, the Torah Rola. If you ever need a Torah Rola, Torah Rola is something that fits onto the bima, that there are these two places where you put the Atzi Chaim in, and anybody who ever wants to roll the Torah themselves, or allows one person to quickly wind the Torah to new sections, prevents wear and tear to the cloth, the table covering, and helps the Torah open and close smoothly when reading. If anybody is ever interested, I've never seen somebody roll the Torah themselves, unless it's like one column. But there is an industry for Galilas Atzmo right here. This week fits into the DAF. Anybody's interested? 1-888-TORA-123. Right there. Free advertising. Okay, free advertising. I know they sponsored the DAF this week. Okay. Okay. If he's listening, sponsor it. He's got free advertising. Okay. Okay, let's continue. So, continuing, Ha Amar Reb Shvatya, Amar Reb Yochanan, Asar Shekar Batorah, Golo Shabem, Golo Sefer Torah, 10 people who read the Torah, because you can't have less than 10 people that read the Torah, Asar Shekar Batorah, Ha Godol Shebahem, Golo Sefer Torah. The greatest amongst them gets Hagba, Golo Sefer Torah. What's the Shebahem? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, the greatest one out of the people who got Aliyos. That's Shebahem. Right, Shekar Batorah, Gadol Shebahem, Kol Sefer Torah. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that, no, we hold that, Lav Dafka, maybe you want to give an extra kibud, so you don't Dafka give one who got an aliyah, but anybody in the shul can get the aliyah. Hagolo, or the Gadol, Hagolo notos schar kulam. The one who is golalit gets schar for everybody. I mean, it's an amazing schus to be able to do hagba. What? We're going to get to it. Right now, I'm supashus is hagba. What they used to do. We'll get to Galila in a minute. Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Asar Shakar Batorah, Hagolo Sefer Torah, Kibal Schar Kulon. Somebody, 10 people read the Torah, the one who's Gola the Torah, literally, who rolls the Torah, gets the Schar for all. Schar Kulon Salgadaydach, but nobody else gets Schar. Ela Ema Kibal Schar Kineged Kulon. It means you get Schar Kineged all of them, meaning it's a great schus to be Magbiya. The number of points on this. Why does he get Schar Kulon? Is it something schooly that is just something that magical, some special schus, or is it something more practical? The Bach says, you know why? Because there are so many halachas of Hagba. You got to have it on the tfar, and you're going to have it, you got to show three columns, and you have to know golo bibachutz, bibafrim, many different halachas that you have to know. So the Bach says, that's why. If somebody does Hagba properly, meaning he has in mind, he's backward for all these halachas, he's an adam gadol, he's going to get a lot of schar. So he doesn't have a magical approach. And this is the beginning of Kuf Mem Zayin, where the poskim discuss this. That's the Bach. Because if you're not Nizer in this, there's an Avon Gadol. So maybe that's why. But again, there are others that say no. There's something magical about Hagba that's not just making a bracha on this part of Torah, but it symbolizes something. And this is the source for Hagba that everyone quotes is the Ramban and Kisavo. The Ramban and Kisavo says on the pasuk, Arur Asher Lo Yakim Es Dibrei HaTorah Azos. Cursed is the one who is not making this Torah. The Ramban says, what does Yakim mean? Or the opposite, Baruch Asher Yakim. What is Yakim? Doesn't mean Yakayim. Yakayim means to fulfill. Yakim doesn't mean to fulfill. We'd say it means rather to affirm. To affirm. To literally hold up the Torah. Yakim, says the Ramban, Ulefidaiti Kabbalah Azos, She Yoda B'mitzvos B'libo. What does it mean to be making the Torah? To admit to mitzvos in our heart. Ve'yiyu Be'ein of Emes. We have to believe in the Torah, in the veracity of the Torah, in the truth of the Torah. And if not, you're nanash. The yichpar ba'achas mehen otia be'enav b'teila la'ola minehu arur. Somebody does not hold up the Torah in their eyes. So then, you know, that's arur. Ki lo amar akazav asher yase es divrei haTorah azos, ela amar asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah azos. It's a kima, it's a affirming issue, it's not a mekayim issue. Va'afilu hayi, he continues later, va'afilu hayi tzadik gomer b'maisav, va'ya yachol lahachzik haTorah b'yad rishoyim ha'mavat l'mosah ha'reza oror. And then at the end of the paragraph, the Ramban says, v'li nireh al hachazin she'eino mekim sefer Torah al atzibur. I think on another level is referring to a shul that doesn't do hagba. Laharos panik sivaso lakol. As it says in Masecha Sofrim that you're supposed to do this. Shemagbiyin oso mara panik sivaso la'am ha'omdim liyimino vilismolo. Plus remember Daik in his Lashon here. Show it to the am, to his right and to his left. Which way do you turn? Different Nahagim. Liyimino vilismolo umachziro lefanavu la'acharav. The language of the Ramban. Shemitzvah lakol anashim vehanashim. Women. Liros hakasu v'lichroa v'lomar zosa tara shersa Moshe v'chulu. So it also, he also brings out the minhag of bowing, not the pinky, but at least the minhag of bowing. L'shachavos v'lichroa v'chein noag. And he quotes zosa tara shersa Moshe. He doesn't quote the second part, he just says v'chulu. So I don't know exactly what he means. We've spoken that it's two half sukkim put together. So I don't know exactly how far he went with the pasuk. But this Ramban says that Hagba is a kiyum of Baruch Asher Yakim is Divrei HaTorah Azos. So that's why to be Magbia is something special. Because you are affirming the whole, you're giving everybody the chance to say, Azos HaTorah Asher Sa Moshe. This is the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is something that we all have to affirm. The Magalias HaShas quotes Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, that Rav Chaim Kinyevsky asked the Chazon Ish, is this only Hagba or also Galila? And the answer was, Ko'yel Shnehem. It's on both. Even Galila is also part of this. So we have to change our mentalities. You know, usually when we're asked to do Galila, we kind of give a pasnished answer. Me, Galila? I'm a Galila man? Maybe I'm a Hagba man, but you know, none of us, we look at Galila like it's like a Bizayan, you know, give it to a 7-year-old. Chas v'shalom. I've mentioned this story before. I once had a recent Baal Tshuva at my house for Shabbos when I used to live in elsewhere, and he was there, and it was a few weeks he was about Baal Tshuva, and he comes to shul with me, and he's sitting next to me, and the Gabbai comes over to him and says, you want to do Galila? He says, what? I said, you want to roll the Torah? He says, roll the Torah? It was the highlight of his Shabbos. He was so excited, so roll it, they put the belt on. Unbelievable. He had never been so inspired. Galila! Galila! The Chazon Ish says it's Kibos Char Keneged Kulam! Hagba or Galila! So again, something that we should be more makpid on in our mentality, that anything to do with Kavanat Torah, you know, we have to make sure we view in the proper way. Okay, so that is that. Oh, one other har I wanted to mention. That is also in the Minhag Yisrael. He quotes that it says here that Hagba is always Keneged Kulam. So he quotes, why is it that there is a minhag of some Hasidic or Rebbe's to dafka get Hagba by Shabbos Mincha? Shabbos Mincha, there's a special skula that's quoted in some shtibels that dafka Shabbos Mincha, there are special skulas to get Hagba. So why is that? So he quotes, Ubay taima, maishno mincha b'shabbos b'shar yamim, v'ulay yeh shlomar. Why? Tihine b'shas p'sichas ha'aron ha'kodesh, omen b'rich shmei. We mentioned before that we say Brich Shmei when the Aron's open. Why? Brich Shmei is a beautiful tefillah. Hashem, give Torah to my children. Let everybody be Oskim B'Torah. Why? Because when the Aron opens, it's an Eis Ratzon. It's a special Eis Ratzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is so happy when the Aron opens. You want to read my Torah? Okay, what do you want? Ask me anything. That's what happens when we open the Torah, says the Zohar. And The Zohar continues and says, the Iker Zman to say Baruch Shemei is on Shabbos. Shabbos is a greater race for us than during the week. And he continues, the Arizal continues and says, Mincha time on Shabbos is the greatest day for us, because we know it's a special time, Shalosh Shudis, as the sun is waning, that Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, there's a lot of symbolism at the Shalosh Shudis time, so that's an Eis Ratzon. So when you have Psicha of an Eis Ratzon, it's an Eis Ratzon, and when you have Shabbos, Mincha time is an Eis Ratzon, and then the last line he says, Psicha Za'aron is similar to Hagbah, because just like Psicha Za'aron, the Aron opens and Hashem is very, very happy and thrilled, so too by Hagbah, when everybody is looking at the Torah, wow, that's it, Zos HaTorah. So that's also, it's a couple of Eis Ratzons all packed together, Shabbos, Mincha, Hagbah, Shabbos, so that's why, Dafka, that's the greatest Eis Ratzon, so that's why there's a Minog for them to do it then, more than the rest of the week. Okay, that is an idea that is suggested there in the Minog Yisrael Torah. Okay, let's continue. Yomer Shvat Yomer Yochanan. Again, same person. Minayin Shemishtamshin Babaskol. How do we know that you could use a baskol? What does it mean, use a baskol? So Rashi explains, you're not sure whether to do something or not do something, and you hear a voice, a baskol, as we'll see in a minute, saying yes, yes, or no, no. How do you know you're allowed to rely on it, and it's not a problem of nichush? It's not a problem of lo sanachashu, testing God, acting based on omens. So how do you know that? From the following. Shnei Amar, Vaznecha Teshmana Davar Me'acharecha Leimar. Your ear might hear something from behind you, saying, V'hanimili, Deshama Kol Gavra B'masa V'kol Itza B'davra. This is only if you hear a voice that's unusual. If you hear the voice of a man in the city, which is unusual, usually maybe it's too busy, or the voice of a woman in the desert. What's a woman doing in the desert? So that's unusual. So that's how you know it's a baskol. It's a simon. V'hudamar hin hin v'hudamar lav lav. And also only if it's repeated twice, like the poskim say, like paro he shanos hachalom. That's how you know it was true. The fact that he had a double dream. So too, it's only in that case. So here it says mishtamshin babaskol, that you use a baskol. And that is not a problem of nichush. Again, nichush might be, if you see a superstition. This isn't superstition. This is a voice telling you what to do. If you have a voice telling you what to do, that's different. So there are two points. Number one, what is a baskol? What is a baskol? So the Rebbe Akiva Eiger here quotes, he does this a number of places, he quotes the Tosas Yantav in Yevamos, Tosas Yantav in Perak Design of Yevamos, who discusses there what a baskol is. First, it quotes Tosas. Tosas in Sanhedrin quotes that a baskol is like an echo. It's a baskol. It's not a real kol. It's a baskol. The Tosas Yantav says, why is it a baskol and not a benkol? Why is it a baskol? So says the Tosas Yantav in Perak Tezayin Mishnah Vav. It says here Mishnah Zayin over there, but it's really Mishnah Vav. Tosas Yantav. The Nir Elish Hushe Mushal Mi Baskol Shenizkar Harbi. Oh, what's it doing in Yevamos? The second half of Yevamos is all about Eidos Isha, about how a woman, B'chwan al-Islam, she's an aguna, can get married based on certain testimony. We have lower standards of the testimony needed for Eidos Isha. So let's say you hear a baskol says so-and-so died. That's what the Mishnah says. Masiyan api baskol. That's what the Mishnah says. So there he's quoting what a baskol is. He says, this baskol is similar to the baskols that are used throughout Shas. Shehu kol shenish tamshu bo la'achar shepaska ha'nevuah. A kol that is used after nevuah has stopped, v'hu kol mechudish l'shaito mehabore yisvarach. It's sent out by Hashem lahodia soda lireyav, to let people know of his secrets. The oso kol karuhu baskol. That's a baskol. The li nira, he says shenigra baskol. Why is it baskol not ben kol? Lefi she'eno kol lo kol elav. It's not so strong. Shezen nevuah mamish. It's to emphasize that it's not nevuah mamish. Avakol zesh anu bo who may eno vidugmaso b'madrega lamate imenu. That's why it's baskol, to symbolize a certain weakness. Whenever the Torah wants to emphasize a weaker state, so it uses the feminine more than the masculine. Because in general, there's not anything against women or men. In general, feminine symbolizes weaker. Like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says v'im kacha at oseli. Rashi quotes there. Why does it say at and not ata? So it's similar to emphasize that he's weak. He's kinula, he's baruch lashon nekevim, mo yase, etc. So that is, that's what's called baskol, to emphasize the difference between that and nevuah. That's a baskol. But the bigger question on this gemara is what Menachem just said. That is, we don't usually use baskols. Right? Just quote two famous Gemaras. The Gemara of Metzia Nuntes, where Rabbi Elazar, Tanur Shel Achnai, Rabbi Elazar was arguing with the other rabbis about a certain halacha in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, and Rabbi Elazar says one halacha, the rabbi said the other way, and Rabbi Elazar says, I'm right, and just to prove that I'm right, the river is going to prove that I'm right, and the river starts flowing upstream. And they say, don't prove me anything from a river. The trees are going to prove that I'm right, and the tree gets uprooted and is lying on the floor. They say, no, don't prove me anything from trees. The walls of the base medrash are going to prove that I'm right, and the walls of the base medrash are caving in. And they say, don't bring me rise from the walls of the base medrash. And finally, he says, a baskol is going to prove that I'm right. And a baskol goes out from Shemayim and says, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua turns around and says, sorry, lo bashamayim hi. Lo bashamayim hi, and we don't use baskols. We're not mashgiach on a baskol. Or there's even another, even more amazing Gemara that in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara, okay, where the Gemara has a machlokas also about a certain halacha in Saras. Certain halacha in Saras. Rabbi Bar Nachmani says one shita, right? Then another one, the other Tanam say another shita, and then they find out. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Aguzoi the Dikla v'Kagaris Shama the Kalmifaki b'Mesifti Derakia. Rabbi hears that they're arguing. He hears the Yeshiva Shomala having a machlokas about this halacha of Saras. So in Baharis Kadmal Sir Lovin, etc. So he says to them, what does Hashem say? What does Hashem hold? So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tahar. Hashem says Tahar, and the regular Mesifta Derakia say Tamei. So they say, who are we going to paskin like? Find out what Rabbi Bar Nachmani holds. They go to Rabbi Nachmani, paskins against Hashem. Against Hashem, the Rambam paskins against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Trivia question. When does the Rambam paskin against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Right here. In this halacha of Saras. So all the poskims, against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on here? So this is what's discussed by a number of the Achronim, the Ksos in his Akdama, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Akdama to his farm, where they talk about when it comes to Psak, a Mashkichim Babaskol. You want to know if this Gemara says, you know, you want to know whether to do something or not, maybe God's trying to send you a sign, so then maybe you could rely on a baskol. But when it comes to psak, we don't rely on a baskol. Right? We have to figure it out ourselves based on the MS that we can figure out. And he says, Acha shizikwa mei Hashem yisbarach. I'm reading the Ksos. Shayim atayar eich timuhein. It says, Afapi, that's what Hashem created the world. Ava bishu hefech mei ha-MS. Shekein chayif seichal ha-enoshi. That's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come to the decisions ourselves. And that's what Rav Moshe terms in his Akdama. Rav Moshe has two levels of MS. He has MS la'amita and MS la'hora'a. He says there is an MS la'amita, but that's not how the world... We try to get to the highest level of MS, the inherent MS. But Rav Moshe says there are different levels of truth in halacha. Unlike any other science, where 2 plus 2 is 4, and that's it. In physics, you have laws. In terms of Torah, there are different levels of truth. It says in Moshe, we have to get to emes lahora'a in terms of psak, as far as the highest truth that we could get to based on our amelus and our understanding. He even quotes beautiful. We'll get to this, Be'ez Hashem, again in the future. But the Gemara says in Menaseches Menachas and Daf Chav Tes, Gemara that many are familiar with, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he sees that Kadosh Baruch Hu sewing the crowns of the letters. Sowing the grounds, Yoshi v'kosher k'sarim la'osios. And he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, mi ma'akev al yadcha? Who's forcing you to do this? For the crowns. Omer lo, so Hashem answers him. Adam echad v'yesh v'akiva ben Yosef Shmo. There's going to be a Rabbi Akiva in the future that's going to be darshin from kol kotz v'kotz, tili tilin shel halachos. He's going to darshin tremendous amounts from these crowns. Asks for Moshe, what dafka the crowns? What are the crowns about? Why are they called crowns? They're the little lines that go on top. What are they called crowns for? And what's the lashon? Mi ma'akev al yadcha? Moshe Rabbeinu says, who's preventing you? Who's holding you back? So says Rav Moshe, no, the point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is mishabed himself to whatever Chazal determined. And whatever the rabbis in every generation, acting based on the rules that they were given, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishabed himself. And whatever you say, that's what halacha is going to be. So these drushes are the crowns. They're the moslim. They have the koach. That's why they're called crowns in the Gemara. Because they have memshala. They have control. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that's the lashon mima'akiv. Who's holding Hashem back? Because Rabbi Akiva is holding Hashem back. Because he's going to darshan all of these halachas. So that's why they are called crowns. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. And that's Ramosha's piece in the Hakdama to Igris Moshe. There's more there, but it has to do with Mishtamshim Bebaskol. Okay, weiter. Where are we up to? V'yomer Shvati Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol HaKorei Below Ni'ima V'Shoneh Below Zimra. Anybody who reads the Torah without, not in song, Rashi quotes, without trup or kagon without trup. You don't make it sound nice. When you're laying, you got to make it sound nice. If you're laying it without making it sound nice, vishone below zimra, or one learns without singing. Shone below zimra. Alava kasuv omer, about him, the pasuk says, v'gam ani nasati lem chukim lo tovim v'chulu. Right? It's not a good thing. You got to learn. You got to learn with a song. Tosfos in hashone, shall you regil l'shanos ha-mishnayis b'zimra. Levi shall you shone in al-peh. Because the song helped them remember. And therefore, that's why it's important to have it in a sing-song. The Shloha Kadosh even says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that all the parts of davening that we have, Mishnayis, it's a key to say it in a tune of learning. Baba Malikin, Ezeo Makoman, every little while we have a Mishnah or a Brisa, says a key, says the Shloha Kadosh, to say it b'derecha in the tune of, there's a tune of davening, and there's a tune of learning. He says there's a key to say it in the tune of learning. There's a very important Yachanu Boaz, the beginning of the fourth parak of Erechin, where he talks about this, he quotes this Tosfos, and he says that many times, remember in the days of old, that things that wasn't written down, it was Torah Shabbat Peh, a lot of Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote it in ways, they had songs and they had tunes and the words fit in sometimes to the tunes. And that's why he says sometimes you find Chisure Mechsura, sometimes you find unusual Lashonas in the Mishnah. Why didn't they just change it? Why didn't the Bali Gemara change Chisure Mechsura? Just the opposite of what we would think. Right? We're missing half the Mishnah. What's the answer? Says the Yachin of Boaz. No, because the point was that they had these Mesudah Bafihem, and they had songs for them, they had tunes for them, they could remember everything. So they knew the Pshat. But that's why you couldn't change it. Exactly. Tosva says that. But he expands on it. In my high time, Lefamim, Nishra, Bibash, and Niris Yisera. Sometimes the greater Chiddush is in the beginning of the Mishnah, sometimes the greater Chiddush is in the end of the Mishnah. Why is there any rules? Zuvein, Sarach Lomar, Zuktani, all these different rules of the Gemara. So it says the Yachin of Boaz there that, is because of this. Vishmor Zeh, Dim Gambarov, Pa'amim, Munachim, Pedinim, Yakarim, Bashinu, Lashon, Hatana, Al Kalpanim, where we don't know why it's said in a certain way, we have to believe that it was because of this, and we shouldn't think that, oh, why did they change it, or it's such an unusual way to have the Mishnah. So that's shone below Zimra. Okay, so we gotta, also it's, singing shows a simcha when we learn, so hopefully we gotta learn with a simcha. If somebody doesn't have a nice voice, somebody doesn't want to sing, you're going to quote this pasuk about him. Such not nice pasuk. So Abaya says the pasuk is referring to something else. Elaka the Ramasharshi to Amar Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hayoshim Biyir Achas, two Talmidei Chachamim that sit in one city. Veinochin ze ezeh bahalacha. They're not noach ze ezeh bahalacha. They don't discuss things. The Shear Masarim Bahalacha quotes. They don't let the other person finish what they're saying. Whenever they argue with him, so obviously they're not interested in what the other person is saying, right? They know they're not Noah when they talk to another Talmud Chacham, right? And it's obvious because they interrupt each other. Aleim Akasav Omer, that's what the pasuk is referring to. The Gamanina Satilam Chukim Motovim Umishpatim Lo Yichyu Bahem. When we learn, we got to be trying to get to the MS. We can't just be fighting for fighting's sake. I mentioned years ago, there's a Gemara in Brachas, beautiful thought from Rav Kook. On the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara there has a discussion. It says you have to wait for the Rabbanim to come into the Beis Medrash, and the Rabbanim there in Brachos Chav Zayin are called the Bali Trisin. The Bali Trisin, Tris is a sword. Is a shield. You got to wait for them to come into the Beis Medrash. And Rashi there says, why is that mashal given? Because they fight in the war of Torah, Melchamta Shel Torah. So that's why they're called the Bali Trisin. Ask Rav Kook, what does a shield do? It should be the Bali Cherev, the Bali Chanis. Why are the Chachamim who fight Milcham Shel Torah, why are they depicted as people holding shields? They should be people holding swords, people holding weapons. So Rav Kook explains beautiful in his Pshat on that Gemara, in the Ein Aya, he says that no, because when it comes to Torah, you're not so interested in attacking the other person. That's not what the ultimate Milcham Shel Torah is about. It's about defending what you hold, because you want to get to the MS. So you want to defend your pshat, and if it ends up being wrong, it'll be wrong. But it's not to attack the other person. It's to defend yours. So that's what Dafka Bali Treason are used there. Mechapta Shel Torah, that's Bali Treason. That's what it says here. Right? You have to, if they're not Noach Zeba Zeba Lacha, they're not interested in getting to the MS of each other. So that's why that mashal is used. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kola Oche Sefer Torah Arum, Nikbar Arum. Somebody holds the Sefer Torah Arum, naked, meaning without any hefsek, you just put your hand directly on the Torah, Nikbar Arum. So then they are going to be buried Arum. Arum Salkadaidach, what does that mean? El Ema Nikbar Arum below mitzvos. It means they will be naked from mitzvos if they do this. Below mitzvos Salkadaidach, doing this is going to get rid of all your mitzvos? So El Amar Abaya, Nikbar Arum below Osa HaMitzvah. You're right. They're going to be Nikbar Arum, meaning without that mitzvah, that's what you're going to be to lose. What does that mitzvah mean? Tosfos has two opinions. Either the mitzvah of Kavanat Torah, well, that mitzvah, because you don't have Kavanat Torah, so you're not going to have that mitzvah. Tosfos continues and says, what's the chiddush then? Obviously, you're not doing Kavanat Torah. So Tosfos says, no, if you're doing any other mitzvah at that time, you're not going to get schar for that mitzvah. That's the chiddush. Because you're doing this bizoyna Torah at that time, so the Riva says, it means any other mitzvah being done at that time. There is a machlokas we've shown him here. What if you washed your hands first? Right, by the way, just before that, this is why whenever, let's say, somebody's doing Hagbah and the Torah falls down a little bit, we take a talus and we lift up the Torah, because it's not Kavanat Torah to touch the Torah directly with our hands. There is a machlokas we've shown him. What if you washed your hands? What if you wash your hands? The Tilos are dying beforehand. Are you then allowed to? So that is a machlokas. The Ramah is machmir when it comes to Sefer Torah. The Ramah says, maybe by other Kisvei HaKodesh I'll be Mako. For example, Megillas Esther, the Minhag Yisrael is to touch directly. So we should try to be makbid to wash our hands beforehand to make sure they're not dirty. We don't come in from the car and hold it. So the Ramah quotes the beginning of Kuf Mem Zayin that when it comes to Torah, even if you wash your hands, I'm machmir. So that's why we should make sure not to bedafka touch the Torah directly. The post we talk about gloves. We have gloves on. But that comes up whenever it's an issue about touching, but gloves are brought up in the poskim. Right, how can gloves be worse than a talus? Unless gloves are batel. Gloves are batel to the hands. A talus is something, a separation. Right, some people are not makbid not to touch the atzi chaim. Again, I think that's an extra chumrah. Others say that the atzi chaim are okay. There is symbolism the Achronim discuss. What's it sound like? Such extreme. Nikbar Arum, touch an Arum. So the Chasam Sofer and others say that maybe the point is that there are so many levels and depths of the Torah. And that's what we believe in. Not everything written here is always what is. We believe there's a lot more that's here between the letters than what is written there. And if I touch the Torah directly, so then I'm emphasizing Dafka, what's here, what's in front of me. And I'm showing that this is it. This is it, and there's nothing underneath. So maybe that's why there's an Indian not to touch the Torah directly. Because when I see the Torah, I know there's a lot of Torah Shu'al Peh that's not here. It's even what the Kaf HaChaim says regarding Birchas HaTorah. We said the Torah writes, Asher Bachar Bonim Mikol HaAmim, the Bracha before that we read the Torah, that's Torah Shebechsav. Asher Nasal Lano Torah Emes, V'Chayi Olam, not the Pesachin, that's Torah Shu'al Peh. Why is that? So says the Kaf HaChaim. Because when you come up to the Torah, you see the cloth in front of you, you think, oh, this is it. So that's why you say, make the Bracha Torah Shebechsav. But after we have the Aliyah, and we start reading the Torah and we realize, wow, there's such depth here, there's so much meaning here. So afterwards we say the bracha of Torah Shabbat Pesh, or Nasalana Torah MS, after we get our Aliyah. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Bredi Rabbi Yanai, Saba, Mishmei Rabbi Yanai, Rabba, three Rabbi Yanais. Mutav Tigolel HaMitpachas V'al Yigolel Sefer Torah. Right, use a mitpachas, use a cloth, and don't touch the Torah directly. Two dots. By Dara Moshe Esbo'adei Hashem L'Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvah San Shi Yikorin Osan, Kolechad Echad Bezmano. It's a mitzvah for all the Jews to read each parsha in its proper time. Tanu Rabbanan, Moshe Tikin Lehem L'Yisrael, Shisholem Nadarshim Yonos Shal Yom, Milchus Pesach V'Pesach, Hilchad Ateres Bateres V'Hilchus Chag B'Chag. Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakein to read all of the leanings and all of the darshaning in Yonos Shal Chag, Each yantif. So we've noted before the stira that the Rishonim ask between this line and the line about Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. Is it 30 days before or is it the day of? As this Gemara says. So many Rishonim are machal between which holiday? Right? Some say that Pesach is Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. There's so many halachas about Pesach. Well, everything else is that day. Others say Pesach and Sukkot are beforehand. And everything else is that day versus Shavuos. The Ran B'gani Pesachim says, no, really, this is the Iker, the day of. What's 30 days? That only means Shoal Ke'inyan, meaning if there's two questions that comes to a rabbi, which one does he answer first? The one that's more relevant for that time of year? 30 days before Pesach is more relevant. But Lav Dafka, there's nothing inherent about 30 days beforehand. The Achronim discuss, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What about Elul? Is that a kiyum of Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag? Yom Kippur, is that their Shloshim Yom? So the Marsha here asked that question. So he says, no, you got to do tshuva all year. Got to do tshuva all year. So there's no shloshim yom. Every day you got to do tshuva. Every day you got to do tshuva. Right. Because Yom Kippur, but it's not a moed. It says here, Tafka Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. The Shurim said in Balacha, quote, no, maybe only on the other holidays with the Simchas Yontif, there's a chashash that we might lose ourselves. So we got to really prepare ourselves and emphasize the halachas. When it comes to Rosh Yom Kippur, you know, there's no chashash. It's not full Yimei Simcha, and therefore, it won't be a problem. Just to end off with the Ben Yehoyada says that Moshe Tikin Lehem LeYisrael, Yisrael, and etc. What's the Lehem? Sounds extra word. Moshe Tikin LeYisrael. Moshe Tikin Lahem Li Yisrael. What's the Lahem? So says the Ben Yehoyada. Vo Nirali the Ben Eshchai. B'siyata D'shmai Lermos. B'tevas Lahem Shiu Rashi Tevas Lahavi Melech HaMashiach. Lahem, if you switch around the letters, Lahavi Melech HaMashiach. Ki B'schus HaDrashas She'osin B'regalim She'bohem Nikbat V'nasavim Amrav Yontif. You get the biggest crowds. So on B'schus the Drashas Barov HaMajas Melech that happens on those Yomim Tovim, the schus Torah, because of those drushes, is going to bring Mashiach. So Moshe Tikin Lahem, Moshe Tikin, to bring Mashiach. Lahem, Lahavi Melech HaMashiach, Pirish Lahavi Melech HaMashiach, LeYisrael, SheYisholem V'darshim Miyono Shol Yom, Hilchos Pesach, etc. And that's why Pesach is first on the list, because B'nisa Nigalu, U'B'nisa Nasitan Lehigayel. Ken Yeratzon, B'mher of Yamenu, and B'ed Hashem, tomorrow we start Meseches Noikah.
It looks like it's full. So
that's more Kabbalah Torah.
That's the current score.